Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicating to help you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're tackling a common trap that holds so many of us back, and that's the pursuit of perfection. We'll focus more on empowering the approach, progress over perfection. Let's get into it. In today's image-obsessed world, we're constantly bombarded with unrealistic standards of beauty, success, and happiness. This can lead to a relentless pursuit of perfection, which can be incredibly damaging to our self-esteem, our well-being, and our overall happiness. So on this episode, we're going to focus on understanding the pitfall of perfectionism, shifting our focus to progress, and embracing the messy, imperfect journey of growth and self-discovery. This is about being real and raw about the struggles we face and choosing a path of self-compassion and continuous improvement, no longer focus on the art of being a perfectionist. So we will unpack and explore the underlying cause of perfectionism, discuss the negative impact it can have on our lives, and also practical strategies for shifting our focus from perfection to progress. We'll be raw and honest about the discomforts of letting go the need to be perfect, but also celebrate the immense freedom and joy that comes with embracing imperfection and focusing on growth. And it's so obvious that we are living in a world today that often glorifies perfection. It's so easy to feel overwhelmed by the pressures to have everything figured out, to get everything just right, and to present an image of flawless success. But what if the real key to growth, fulfillment, and success isn't about being perfect, but about making progress? We want to focus on celebrating the power of small steps, consistent efforts, and just embracing all of your imperfections as a part of your journey in life. Life isn't about achieving unattainable ideas. It's about moving forward, learning from all of your experiences, everything that you go through, good or bad, and just growing into the best version of yourself one step at a time. Progress over perfection means letting go of the fear of failure and the need for everything to be perfect. I'm here to tell you that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it all together before you take action. You can take action right away. Just getting started, it's about valuing the process, embracing your humanity, and recognizing that growth often comes from the moments when things don't go as planned. So you have to understand, it's great to plan. I'm definitely a planner, but sometimes things can work itself out. So you don't want to always have things perfect. That's not life, how life works. That's not realistic. So we're going to uncover why progress is more sustainable and impactful than striving for perfection, how to overcome the fear of starting and embracing courage to take the actions that are not as perfect, and strategies to develop growth mindset and just cultivate resilience. We want to make sure that you understand that self-criticism and lack of like embracing self-compassion, that could lead you and contribute to the idea of trying to be perfect because you're so focused on what society tells you to believe. You have to take that leap of faith and focus on your ideas and what's best for you, and understand that your ideas may not be perfect, but it's okay to take that next step. It's okay to begin the journey on whatever it is that you want to accomplish. Often in life, sometimes people get a little stuck and they don't move forward because they're concerned with having everything all figured out and the need to be perfect. And I'm speaking as a perfectionist. I've been there, done that. You have to understand, it's all about progress. Progress is what builds momentum. It fosters innovation and it allows you to create a meaningful life. Perfection, on the other hand, can lead to you being stagnant, stuck in a rut, stressed, and missed opportunities. So by shifting your focus to progress, you'll find freedom to experiment. You'll have the permission to make mistakes and give yourself grace and find joy in the process of simply becoming. So I do want to invite you today to let go of the pressure to be perfect and instead embrace the journey of progress. So I want you to be inspired. I want you to be encouraged. And I want you to have the tools to move forward with embracing progress over perfection. And remember, the magic isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up, doing your best, and moving forward no matter what. Acknowledge yourself, celebrate your progress every step of the way, and embrace the lifestyle of progress, not perfection. That is the ultimate goal. So I want to really unpack this with all of my listeners today. Let's unpack, what are some of the hallmarks of perfectionism? It often manifests as, let's go there, setting unrealistically high standards. That can lead to a constant feeling of inadequacy and often disappointment. It's great to be ambitious. I'm a very ambitious person, but the key here is when you're setting your goals and when you're striving for anything in life, make sure it's realistic. Make sure that it's not unrealistic and that what you're striving to be, who you're striving to be, and what you want to accomplish, that is a realistic goal that you can break into small segments and realistically accomplish them. So save yourself some time, do yourself a favor, and set realistic goals that you can accomplish so that you could also just move ahead and not get discouraged when you don't accomplish those unrealistic goals that you set in the first place. So do yourself that favor and save yourself a headache. Another thing to unpack in progress over perfection is the fear of failure, preventing us from taking risk and pursuing our goals. So don't let fear hold you back in wanting to, you know, have everything perfect or wanting to get everything right on the first try. Sometimes you won't get it right on the first try, but try again. Understand that failure is a part of the process. Move forward. Have better strategies so that you can accomplish those goals and be who you want to be in life. Another factor is procrastination, putting things off because we're afraid they won't be perfect. I've done that before. Being a perfectionist, I want to perfect my craft before I reveal anything to the world. I'm just like that. So I often have to find myself focusing on being content with whatever I've completed and understand that it's good enough. It's ready. It's time to present it. So I understand that level of being afraid to present your work and you haven't mastered it yet and you want it to be perfected. So that's something, if you're experiencing that or if you experienced it in the past, you certainly understand that that is a factor of progress over perfection. So another one is self-criticism. I always talk about on different episodes that your self-talk is where it's at. So harsh inner dialogue that can undermine your self-esteem is not good. So work on your self-talk, replace those criticisms with positive affirmations. And this other thing, all or nothing. Have you ever been around someone or been in a predicament where you want this or nothing? It's either this or nothing at all. So seeing things in black or white with no room for gray areas, that allows you to be stuck. you're stuck trying to think that it should only be this and you don't have other areas. There's always so many areas and there's always so many pieces of the puzzle. So why is focusing on progress more beneficial than striving for perfection? I want you to reflect on that. One of the main reasons is that it's more sustainable. Perfection is an unattainable idea, while progress is a continuous journey. So when you focus on progress over perfection, it fosters self-compassion. It allows you to be more kind to yourself and understand that you will make mistakes and it's okay, learn and grow. And it promotes growth and learning. It encourages us to take risk and step outside of our comfort zone. And progress over perfection, it leads to greater fulfillment. It allows us to appreciate the journey and celebrate our achievements along the way. So let's take a deeper dive into what are some key strategies to implement progress over perfection. How to shift your focus from perfection to progress. The first step is setting realistic goals, breaking down those large goals into smaller ones that they're more manageable and you can accomplish them. Focus on your effort over the outcome. Celebrate the effort that you put in, regardless of the bigger picture, regardless of the final result. So give yourself that credit for your effort and embrace your mistakes as learning opportunities. View your mistakes as valuable feedback that helps you grow and improve. That's the main thing you want to focus on. And also focus on just being in the present moment. Instead of dwelling on the past mistakes or worrying about future outcomes, focus on what you can do right now and understand that 80-20 rule. And the 80-20 rule is often 80% of your results come from 20% of your effort. So you want to focus that 20% and don't get down in striving for 100% perfection. So take a moment and let that sink in. So always remember progress over perfection. That is the key to having a fulfilling and a meaningful life. The pursuit of perfection, it often leaves us paralyzed, afraid of making mistakes or falling short. But progress, let's talk about progress. That's my friend. Progress invites us to move forward, to learn, to grow, and to embrace the beauty of imperfection along the way. Life isn't about arriving at your unattainable idea. It's about the journey of becoming. Every small step you take, every challenge you overcome, and every lesson you learn is a testament to your courage and your determination. So by choosing progress over perfection, you've made space for growth, creativity, and resilience to thrive. So always remember to focus on the journey, to stay consistent. Progress doesn't require giant leaps. It's about built-in consistency, meaningful action over time. So understand that you are not flawless. So embrace your imperfection, your flaws, and all of your missteps. They are not failures. They are part of what make you human and resilient. So understand that life is not a race to perfection, but an adventure of self-discovery and growth. Enjoy the process and don't rush to the end. Be kind to yourself, show yourself that compassion, and understand that choosing progress has more benefits than trying to be a perfectionist. Treat yourself with the same kindness and grace that you would give anyone else that's going through anything. As you move forward, remember, progress is always enough. With each step you take, you're moving closer to the person you're meant to be and the life you're meant to live. So trust in the process, believe in your ability to grow, and keep moving forward one step, one day, and one victory at a time. It's time to let go of being a perfectionist and understand that embracing progress is beautiful. Understand that messy and imperfect journey of progress. It's about celebrating how far you've come and acknowledging your efforts and just continuing to move forward no matter what. Embrace that. Let go of the unrealistic pursuit of perfection, and you'll see how beautiful and meaningful life can be when you're giving yourself that grace and compassion not to be a perfectionist. So I want you to reflect, what's one small step you can take today to focus on progress rather than perfection? So reflect on that. I want you to think of, what is one area in your life where you can let go of the need to be perfect and embrace the journey of growth? Thank you so much, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember progress over perfection. Embrace the journey, celebrate your efforts, and keep moving forward. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.